From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. Republican presidential contenders gather for their first debate. Billionaire real estate businessman and television personality Donald Trump was center stage Thursday night as 10 leading Republican presidential contenders look for a breakout moment at their first debate on the road to the November 2016 election. The real estate mogul, along with rivals Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, and seven others, squared off in Cleveland, Ohio for the debate that gave Americans their first look at the major Republican candidates 6 months before the first nominating contest in the Midwestern state of Iowa. The outspoken candidate met expectations at the start of the debate, Trump saying he refuses to rule out a run as an independent if he does not win the nomination. He also would not apologize for making insulting comments about women, saying, in his words, the big problem this country has is being politically correct. Egypt opened a major expansion of the Suez Canal that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi describes as an historic achievement needed to boost the country's ailing economy after years of unrest. The $8.5 billion extension involved digging and dredging 72 kilometers of the 193-kilometer canal and making a parallel waterway to facilitate two-way traffic. The government says it'll more than double the canal's annual revenue to more than $13 billion by 2023. A new Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility Thursday for killing 15 people in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. The Hejaz province of the Islamic State said it carried out the attack in the southern city of Abha. The city is close to Saudi Arabia's southern border with war-torn Yemen. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia is boosting its efforts to defeat Iranian-backed Houthi insurgents in war-torn Yemen, sending in more heavy weaponry and troops in recent days. The Yemeni military source told French news agency that Riyadh has sent in dozens of tanks, armored vehicles, and personnel carriers during the past 48 hours. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Russia have reached a deal on a U.N. Security Council resolution aiming to identify those who've carried out chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Secretary Kerry made the announcement Thursday in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, shortly after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on the sidelines of a Southeast Asian regional summit.
We also talked about the UN resolution. And indeed, I believe, reached an agreement that should try to see that resolution voted on shortly, which will create a process of accountability, which has been missing.
The resolution, which could be voted on as early as this week, would create a panel to investigate who's responsible for a series of chemical weapons attacks during the Syrian civil war. Secretary Kerry is now in Hanoi for events marking the 20th anniversary of the normalization of diplomatic ties between the U.S. and Vietnam. He'll deliver a speech on the future of U.S.-Vietnamese relations. In recent years, the United States and Vietnam have forged stronger economic ties. Afghan officials say at least three people were killed and about 100 others wounded in a powerful blast that struck downtown Kabul today. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Reports say many women and children were among the casualties. Afghan authorities say a military helicopter crashed in a southern region Thursday, killing 17 soldiers, including crew members. Ayaz Ghul has more.
Afghan Defense Ministry officials say a Russian-built Mi-17 helicopter was transporting soldiers for redeployment when it went down in the Shenkai district of the Zabul province. An official statement says a technical fault caused the crash in the violence-hit southern mountainous region. Afghan Air Force resources have been stretched since the end of the NATO-led combat mission last year. Speaking in Washington this week, NATO's Afghan Support Mission Commander, General John Campbell, said Afghan security forces continue to progress.
We started probably late on growing their Air Force, so we're going to be there for a while to continue to work hard on the Air Force.
Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. media are reporting that hackers based in Russia penetrated the email network of the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff, leading to a two-week shutdown of the system. Pentagon officials have confirmed the cyber attack. It is not clear, though, if the attack was sanctioned by Russia's government or was the work of individuals. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.